Patients with atrial fibrillation may have several ways in which the arrhythmia can occur. It is often very useful to try and capture the onset of this arrhythmia. For example, patients can have atrial flutter that degenerates to atrial fibrillation, and they may even have very regular rhythms such as AV or AV node reentry that initiate atrial fibrillation. In all three of these instances, ablation of the primary arrhythmia will allow a potential cure of both that arrhythmia and the atrial fibrillation. Thus, it is very important to identify not only that the patient has atrial fibrillation, but the actual onset. To do this, one will require either a Holter monitor or a loop event recorder. There is a relatively new device that can be implanted and can record the patient's rhythm for several months. In patients in whom it is very important to document the electrocardiographic findings with the patient's symptoms, for example, syncope, these devices can be very useful when simpler forms of recording fail.